Mini episode 607 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by TV Howl, your home on the web for coverage of today's television scene and a look at the history of the medium as covered by big-time TV critic Adam Buckman. Follow them on the web at tvhowl.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 607 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with another of our TV reviews. It's another in our series of reviews of critically acclaimed television shows that have completed their run and are available for streaming on either Hulu, Netflix, or Amazon Prime. We will not include spoilers in any of these reviews. The idea is to provide a sense of what you can expect if you decide to view the shows, and as such, we don't want to undermine that experience. Today we're breaking down Magic City, a serialized drama that aired from 2012 to 2013 on Starz and can be found in its entirety on Netflix. Also, a movie is in development to pick up where the story left off. Here are the five most notable elements of this franchise. Number 5, it's the story of Ike Evans, a Miami Beach hotel owner who thinks that he's living his dream in South Florida circa 1959. While his wife Molly passed away tragically young, he has found happiness again with second wife Vera and his kids Stevie, Danny, and Lauren. And equally important, he has achieved his goal of building and operating the Miramar Playa, the crown jewel hotel of Miami Beach. Unfortunately, there is one small detail that puts everything at risk. Some of the capital utilized for building the Playa came from Miami's fearsome mob boss, Ben the Butcher Diamond. Both of Ike's young adult sons complicate matters as well. Straight Arrow Danny, an aspiring law student, ends up working for crusading Dade County State Attorney Jack Klein, who has both Ike and Ben in his sights. And bad boy Stevie conducts an affair with the butcher's hot young wife Lily, literally risking life and limb with every illicit encounter. The help that Ike receives from his best friend Victor, the Miramar Playa general manager, is uneven at best, considering Victor's diverted attention. His wife is a political prisoner, jailed in Havana, and he is part of a group of militant Cuban exiles preparing for counter-revolution. All of these factors complicate Ike's ongoing dicey maneuverings with law enforcement, the political establishment, the mob, and the Castro regime, to say nothing of his very own family. Number 4. Ike is an interesting figure. Not quite an anti-hero or villain like Walter White, to use one example on today's TV landscape, but certainly not an uncomplicated good guy, either. After he makes a decision during the pilot episode that deepens his debt to Ben the Butcher, he spends the rest of the series engaged in a covert war against the underworld boss. Of necessity, it remains at a subterranean level so that violent revenge doesn't come at anyone in the Evans family, but Ike's efforts are very determined. He's a clever guy, and you do find yourself rooting for him as he finds ways to fight fire with fire and play dirty like the evil butcher. But he's a very flawed hero, with his obvious blind spot being the importance that he places on his beloved Miramar Playa. As both of his sons come to realize, when push comes to shove, nothing takes priority over the struggle for full control at the hotel, even if Ike is in deep denial about that and would be horrified to actually contemplate all that he has sacrificed to put it at the forefront of his priorities. Number 3. The subplots are as engrossing as the ongoing story. Along the way, Magic City deals with a number of angles that were hot buttons as America moved from the 50s to the 60s. The relationship between the mob and organized labor, the brand new Cuban exile community, mafia wars, the seamy underbelly of the early rock and roll scene, law enforcement's efforts to stamp out political corruption, the popularity of the underground numbers game, and the controversy of trying to push legalized gambling beyond Las Vegas. Most importantly, everything feels like it's being tied together in an organic way, and nothing feels forced. Number 2. While the character development is decent, it's the casting that really works with the plot advancement to build a strong creative product. This series features several talented actors and actresses playing roles that they are able to flesh out in tremendous fashion. Jeffrey Dean Morgan plays all sides of the conflicted Ike very, very well. Danny Houston sinks his teeth into the Ben the Butcher character with great aplomb. He's a little over the top at times, but he always makes it work. The Butcher's key sidekick, Bell Jaffe, is portrayed by Michael Rispoli, whose work is as strong here as it was on The Sopranos. Speaking of actors known from previous mob dramas, the late great Alex Rocco shines as Ike's dad Arthur, just as he did in The Godfather. And speaking of The Godfather, James Caan is pretty much aces in everything, and so it's no surprise that he adds amazing layers to the role of Cy Berman, the Chicago mob boss who ostensibly controls the Butcher. And Elena Satine routinely steals the show as gorgeous hooker Judy Silver, a valuable conduit of help and information for Ike. This show provides the confluence of many great actors and actresses in roles that seem made for them. Watch out also for a hilarious cameo by Rick Ross playing a numbers operator named Butterball in what actually seems blatantly like Rick Ross playing himself transmitted by Time Machine back to 1959. Number 1. The glitz, glamour, neon, and stylish architecture of Miami Beach in 1959 really pops on the show. Magic City is one of the most visually stimulating TV shows of all time, capturing the almost hypnotic appeal of the forward-looking fashion and cutting-edge looks in the sun and sand of 56 years ago. To an extent, though, the show does coast on the advantages inherent in the scenery. The plots, while clever, are very soapy at times and more than occasionally predictable. Also, the presence on stars seemed to necessitate some gratuitous nudity, which, while very pleasing to the animalistic male eye, does honestly seem forced at times. But it's important to be fair and to grade the show for what it sought to be, not where it fell short of other people's standards. Clearly, Magic City set out to be an amalgam of entertaining storytelling, some great acting, and amazing cinematography set in a time and place that really captures the imagination. The intent was not to create something that could be judged as perfect on a storytelling level if it meant sacrificing useful elements for reeling in viewers. Notwithstanding the fact that not enough viewers discovered it in time to avoid cancellation, Magic City accomplished what it wanted to be creatively, and it produced 16 episodes that are worth watching and should be the precursor to an entertaining movie when it is completed. We certainly think you'll find it a fun show to watch. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.